This is Frankie McDowell, my own TV station live in Sydney, Nova Scotia. The asteroid 2009 JF1 is headed towards the Earth on Friday, May 6, 2022. But the asteroid's going to bypass the Earth. It's not going to hit the Earth. If you have anybody living in your area, if it's a clear skies night, look up the asteroid 2009 JF1 on Friday, May 6, 2022. Take care, stay safe. Don't get caught in the asteroid, be safe.
Well, whether it's hot, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, Frankie's got the weather we got. Wait a minute. Well, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, Frankie's got the weather, whether or not.
Good morning, happy new year, Prince George. Listeners on CFIR Radio 88.7 FM, it is your happy new year. New Year's, happy new year's to you. That's what it is. We're recording the show on the 30th of December, and we're going to be talking about all the weather stories across Canada, the United States, and beyond. This is the Meteorological Report. I'm Joey Only, your head meteorologist. Comedy plus meteorology equals meteorology. If you're listening to us in Winnipeg, you're hearing us on the 3rd of January. Third place for you. But hey, you get in there. Listeners on CKUW 95.9 FM, welcome to the show once again. Happy New Year to you as well. And we will talk about some of your awful weather. Yes, we've had here in Wells, British Columbia, minus 42 to start this week. It was extremely cold. It was shockingly cold, and now we're getting some Pacific moderation coming in, which is going to bring snowstorms and very strong winds this weekend. You can find out more about that on Joey Only Caribou Weather Dude YouTube channel, which is where the video version of the show will be found as well. We're here, of course, with our head meteorologist, Frankie McDonald, that we got over in Brandon, Manitoba. because you got the Brandon Wheat Kings jersey on, Joe Stover does. And I meant to say Brandon Houck over in Brooks, Alberta, not Brandon, Manitoba. And then Joe Stover up in Churchill, Manitoba. Gabriel Berardo in Southern Ontario.
Southern Ontario.
From Richmond, Virginia. But first, Frankie McDonald in Sydney, Nova Scotia. How are you doing, Frankie?
I'm doing great, Silver. It's pretty mild out around there in Sydney, Nova Scotia right now. It's mild out. I just came back from a walk. I did lots of walking tonight. It's been a mild out in Sydney, Nova Scotia. They got a snowstorm headed for Illinois and Iowa this weekend coming. It's going to bring a lot of snow in Iowa and Illinois on New Year's Day and parts of Wisconsin. And it's going to bring lots of snow in Missouri, including Kansas City and all those places.
Ahead of that snowstorm is a number of severe thunderstorms, Frankie.
Lots of them going on in the southeastern United States lately.
What's going on across Canada, Frankie?
It's a brutal cold in Manitoba, Saskatchewan, and Alberta. Come all the way from Siberia. It was really cold. Even Yakutsk and Magadan, Russia, is so cold there. It's really cold in Magadan, Russia, Yakutsk, Russia, and all these places. Moscow, Russia, it's been cold out there, too. And parts of the United States of America is pretty cold as well.
Have you heard about the wildfires today in Colorado, Frankie?
It's really, really bad.
How's the weather in Europe?
Right now, warm air, cold air fighting each other in Europe.
Yeah, there's a big storm about to go on there January 1st.
It's getting snow, sleet, parts of Norway.
Northern Atlantic storm. What about...
In Australia, it's getting dangerous heat wave.
What else in Australia?
It's really hot out in northern Australia. It's been thunderstorms in southeastern Australia. Then it got rain heading for New Zealand. Indonesia's in the rainy season now. Same with Zimbabwe and all these countries in Africa. Amazon rainforest. There's been a lot of thunderstorms going in Amazon rainforest lately. Antarctica is daylight 24 hours a day. The next sunset in Antarctica, that'll be in the end of January. Here comes the story of the
hurricane. What about hurricanes and cyclones and typhoons?
Noumea, New Caledonia. That's in the other side of the world. They're getting a cyclone on Wednesday and Thursday, possible tropical cyclone. There's a possible cyclone that's going to head for New Caledonia.
Any earthquakes this week, Frankie?
That happened in Indonesia.
Did you make any videos this week, Frankie?
I did a video for Iowa and Missouri. This is Frankie McDowell, my own TV station live in Sydney, Nova Scotia. Major winter storm is headed towards Iowa on Saturday, January 1st, 2022. It's going to bring 6 to 12 inches of snow, more especially in Davenport, Iowa, which is Quad Cities. It's going to bring a lot of snow in Cattle Rapids, Iowa, including Des Moines and the surrounding areas. Is going to bring a lot of snow. Winds are going to be really strong. It's going to cause dangerous and treacherous drive conditions. It'll be blowing, drifting snow, reduced visibilities. It's going to cause windy conditions with blowing snow, drifting snow. It'll be causing snow drifts, streets, roads, highways, and interstate highways. It'll be snow covered. Says the warm air is coming all the way from the Gulf of Mexico, and the cold air is coming all the way from Canada. That's going to cause a lot of snow in Iowa, especially in Des Moines and Davenport, Iowa. Including Cattle Rapids, Iowa, it's going to bring a lot of snow. Winds are going to be really strong. It's going to cause blowing, drifted snow, reduced visibilities, dangerous and treacherous driving conditions in the state of Iowa. People in Iowa, be prepared. Hey, with the boots ready, with the jackets ready, hats, gloves, scarf, and ski pants is ready. Order your pizzas and order your Chinese food. Buy cases of Pepsi, buy cases of Coke. Do your grocery shopping. Don't wait till the last minute. Do it right now. Make sure you have your Samsung Galaxy charge, Samsung Galaxy smartphone charge, Samsung Galaxy tablet charge, smartphone, cell phone, laptops, tablet charge, have your 3G, 4G, 5G, and LTE ready as well. When you drive a car, take your time, drive a car slowly on so you don't get in a car accident. When you go for a walk, be very good for walking, see adults in the fall. Make sure if your furnace is ready, you turn on your furnace, keep those warm. Drink lots of green tea, white tea, red tea. Drink lots of green tea, keep warm. Have your extra blankets ready, keep warm as well. Make sure if your shovels, snow scoops, snow blowers, snow plows, salt trucks ready as well. If you have anybody living in Iowa, be prepared for a major winter storm on Saturday, January 1st, 2022. Take care, stay safe. Don't get caught in a major winter storm. Stay warm, be safe. Dwyer and Michael's radio show picked one of my videos up. That radio show, Dwyer and Michael's radio show.
Where does that air?
Des Moines, somewhere in Iowa.
Nice work, Frankie. How about your TikTok this week?
I'm doing good so far. I just did a shout out to Mongolian Beef this time.
How many views did that get?
Over 10,000 views.
You're selling a new t-shirt, I see.
Frankie says people get shirts.
Where can people find that?
TheLastCod.com. The Last Cod. Frankie says be prepared. I found it. I'm sending it to your chat now.
TheLostCon.com.
The Lost Cod. COD.
COD.
Lost Cod.
I did it. Cod to some kind of fish.
Yeah. Nice work, Frankie.
Good to see you as always, Frankie. What did you do for Christmas?
I got a new weather station.
Yeah, what's it like?
I can measure rainfall, wind speed, things like that. And it detects lightning and things like that. It detects lightning. Zero lightning detected so far.
Yeah, I guess there's not very much lightning going on up there.
Because it's winter time.
Good to see you, Frankie. Please stick around and join in the conversation. We're going to head over to Brooks, Alberta, and talk to Brandon Houck, our radio weatherman from the big country radio station there, 105.7 FM. Brandon, you're going back to work tomorrow.
Yeah, well, I'm not really doing a full day tomorrow. I'm just doing a hockey game. But next week we'll be back on the radio, full-time airwaves. It's going to be fun. Hopefully I'll remember how I do it. I don't know.
And Saturday as well. So not much of a New Year's plan for you, I suppose.
Oh, well, it's only 5 o'clock hockey game, so I'll be done by the time everyone's out celebrating the new year.
Yeah, but then you got to get up the next day and work again, right?
And not till like 4 or 5 in the afternoon, so I got plenty.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Okay, good. Yeah, perfect. So talk to us about the brutal cold in the prairies, what Winnipeg's going to be seeing, and talk to us about next week. Of course, the show is recorded on the 30th of December, but on January 3rd, people in Winnipeg will be hearing this, so you're a little bit behind, but we'll do our best to tell you what we know so far.
Yeah, that Arctic air just cooled right down from Siberia this week. And started off during the Christmas time there. And then we've eventually saw the temperatures really start to plunge in British Columbia first, up in the Watson Lake area. I think a couple areas up in the Northwest Territories. I think they call it Rabbit Kettle and another one, Dead Man's Valley. They got down to about minus 51 degrees Celsius earlier this week. So that was record-breaking cold for them, indeed, some of the coldest air of the season. And that record-breaking cold eventually moved in from the north into British Columbia and eventually here in the province of Alberta, with those temperatures dropping rapidly through Christmas, through Boxing Day, and into next week, this week. And well, Grand Prairie actually saw their temperature drop to about minus 44 Monday morning, with the wind chill felt like minus 56. That is just down.
Wow.
And we've also saw the temperature drop here in Brooks as well. with overnight lows near minus 37 and wind chills of minus 45 with other areas in the county. You've all seen those wind chills kiss the minus 50s earlier this week. So that's been the situation there. And it's still downright cold. Looking at current temperatures, Grand Prairie right now, minus 34. High level at minus 32. Fort McMurray minus 33 at this time on December 30th. And that temperature is going to fall again tonight. The whole province of Alberta, and I mean the whole province, every square inch of this province is now under an extreme cold warning. And much of Saskatchewan and Manitoba also included in that extreme cold warning that will get lifted this weekend as we see this next Pacific system moving on. And we will see the effects of this Pacific system, especially Saturday and Sunday, with some precipitation, a warm front coming through. Hip, hip, hooray, but it does not last very long as we see the potential for some snow shower activity to move through. We'll see the temperatures actually get to near freezing on Sunday, which will be a nice reprieve, but then another Arctic air mass moves in Monday into Tuesday, and it drops the temperatures right back down to the minus 30s. And overnight lows, at least minus 30 to minus 40, wind chills minus, potentially minus 40 to minus 50 as we go throughout much of next week across the prairies. We will cool down first in Alberta and then Manitoba Tuesday into Wednesday with those overnight lows well into the minus 30s and daytime highs as well, only reaching the minus 20s all of next week.
Congratulations, everybody, for starting the new year with extreme weather. For our listeners at CFIR Radio 88.7 FM in Prince George, Saturday, the 1st of January, you're hearing us at 10 a.m. And of course, snow is your forecast this weekend. Very windy in the interior, high of minus 10. Nighttime, a cloudy with 60% chance of flurries, low of a minus 11. Sunday, expect periods of snow somewhere around 9 degrees, minus 9 for your daytime high. Snow at night, low of minus 22. It's going to keep getting colder from there. Monday, snow, high of minus 19, 36 below at night with a chance of flurries. Tuesday, I'm not going to work next week, so I'm still on holidays. Cloudy, I can't be working in the wilderness in this weather. Cloudy with 60% chance of flurries, high of minus 30. High of minus 30. Tuesday night, possible low of minus 39. So that's, enjoy that, Prince George. You may yet see some more of that extreme minus 40. Brandon, talk to us quickly about the wildfires that happened in the United States today and about the severe weather setup that's happening this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. So we had the, yesterday we had severe weather in parts of Mississippi and Alabama, in that area that is quite prone for severe weather this time of year. I think their tornado season goes from about November all the way till May next year. So despite a tornadoes happening in December, it is actually quite typical for that to occur in that part of the United States compared to, let's say, Illinois, where we saw the tornadoes earlier this month now. Now, today, the situation in Colorado, they have not had a flake of snow. They've not had any precipitation for the last number of months. They've had bare ground. So it's been downright dry there for the last number of months. And when you have very dry conditions with a strong Chinook wind gusting 90 to 110 miles an hour, and that will fuel fires. And that is what occurred today. A devastating situation ongoing right now in the Boulder, Colorado area, with at least 500, probably up to 600 homes now destroyed. From this fire, they're calling it the Marshall Fire there. Louisville and Superior, Colorado, entire shopping complexes destroyed, including a Costco. And we've also have confirmation of injuries and a possibility for fatalities. And the hospital has also been evacuated there as the fire continues to push through that community tonight. So thoughts are with everyone in the Colorado area tonight dealing with those fires. But the good news out of this, we're going to see a winter storm set up. We're finally going to start seeing this air mass that we're dealing with up here slide down to Colorado, and we'll finally get a potential for probably maybe at least over 10 to 20 centimeters of snow, which is probably about 2 to 5 inches in that area as we go through the next 24 to 48 hours. So there will be a little bit of help there in that department. And the same system's going to also draw in that colder air that we've been dealing with towards the southern United States by the beginning of next week. So you get the Gulf of Mexico air mass colliding with the Arctic air that we've been dealing with. Well, that causes severe weather, and that's what's going to happen again. I think more of a straight line wind event tomorrow in or as we go through Saturday in the southern parts of the United States here, but there could be a few tornadoes to go along with that as well. And temperatures are going to fall in some areas close to the Gulf of Mexico, could drop to near freezing. So hopefully they have fun with that.
Frankie, what should people do if a tornado happens?
Head down to the basement.
What should people do if it's minus 40?
Dress really warm.
Joe Stover, he's up in Churchill, Manitoba. He's got a radio show in Winnipeg on CKUW called the How Do You Do Review. Good to see you, Joe Stover. Talk to us about the extreme cold weather you've been seeing there.
Well, I'm actually in Winnipeg right now, but it is actually more extreme down in southern Manitoba than it is in northern Manitoba. In fact, at minus 19 right now, as of 9 p.m. on Thursday, December the 30th, Churchill is the hot spot in Manitoba. So a bit of a flip, but as Brandon alluded to, that that big, huge mass of Arctic air, for whatever reason, isn't really hanging out in the subarctic and Arctic areas of central Canada yet, the western Hudson Bay coast. So Churchill is actually really enjoying some mild weather, which is kind of how it's been most of the year in Churchill. Like we had chatted a month ago or so about the Hudson Bay not freezing yet because of the polar bear, the polar bear is not able to get out on the ice and eat their seals, which they normally do in the middle of November, because the Hudson Bay is 2 degrees warmer than normal. And that plus the mild weather that we got most of the fall in Churchill meant that those bears weren't out on the ice for probably almost 3 weeks to about a month late this year, which they should be able to handle because they've had a lot of good years in the last few years in terms of late breakup and early freeze. But this year was a very late freeze up. So we're going to be interested to see what kind of weather we get for the winter and the spring. And hopefully it's still nice and cool right up into June so that the Hudson Bay will break up around June so that the bears can maximize on their feeding time. But other than that, Churchill's been pretty much kind of like anywhere else, especially during the summer. I mean, we're talking about some of the things that happened earlier this year. There was really no extreme weather. And in Churchill, we usually get, we'll get a few blizzards and we'll get some, you know, one or two nice big bangers of thunderstorms in the summer. We got nothing. All we got was heat. And that's pretty much the story in, you know, in BC to Newfoundland. And of all the time that I spent south this summer expecting to see some thunderstorms, there were no real thunderstorms when I was down south because it was just so hot. And those nighttime lows were like 27 degrees. So there was no cold air to kind of kickstart anything. So Churchill really didn't have much in terms of extreme weather this year, unfortunately. But right now I know that my friends are enjoying the very mild minus 19 temperatures up in Churchill right now, while the rest of southern Manitoba and the rest of the prairies, especially Alberta top to bottom, enjoy the Arctic blast, as it were.
It's been a blast too. It really has. I wanted to go on Facebook and complain more and more about it today, but I found myself in Facebook jail again. And yeah. So there's another 24-hour ban. 24-hour ban. There was a meme and it said, "Would you beat your best friend up for $1 million?" And it's got the picture of these two women and they're saying to each other, "I love you." And then it shows these two guys and they're like basically ready to go at it. My comment was, I'll kick your butt for $500,000. I didn't say butt. I said, you know, so something else. But implying that, hey, I'll, if you let me beat you, I'll give you half the money. I thought that would, that was understood, but no, that the robots got me and I appealed it and to know I'm a ridiculous. Facebook criminal.
It is getting ridiculous, man.
Yeah, they get you with the meme joke sometimes. I had one where it was a meme of Jeffrey Dahmer eating that Five Guys. And the meme said, doesn't taste like there's Five Guys in this burger. And I got put in Facebook jail for just posting that. That was funny.
Peter Glaco, we will talk to you real shortly down in Virginia Beach. That's a good one. Gabriel Berardo.
Yes.
Ontario, have you seen much for snow? It's actually pretty warm down there, isn't it?
Well, I mean, now I think it's pretty, I think, warm, but it's not like the coldest weather that, of course, we have been seeing. But I mean, we have a huge snow, like, drought right now, right? It's like there's no, like, not like too much snow yet, but of course that will be changing heading into this weekend. New Year's snow, we have a big storm, I think, coming with, I mean, a lot of snow in the southern portions of the province. So I mean, yeah, so this is the same exact low from Colorado that of yes, course Brandon was talking about,
the Colorado low, of course,
exactly. Yeah, those of course move up parts of the U.S. and then it will impact us here, looking at 10 to 15 centimeters, maybe possibly more, possibly less. Track of the low is still really here and kind of there. So there are some models that want to, of course, put it more north, and there's some of them that want to put it more south. But it is, of course, looks like that it could be most likely snow. Toronto, possibly a rain, maybe switch over to that snow later on. Then it, of course, could be just, of course, snow on Saturday night heading into Sunday morning. And then, of course, as that low moves off, it is, I mean, it is going to be cold with all that snow. I think when I check the forecast, I think that it's a high of 3 and it's a low of -8, I think. So, yeah, I mean, it's really, really, really cold. I mean, it's not really, really, really cold compared to what Brandon is getting, like low of like what, like -40, like
from what I've seen too, that low kind of like it goes across to Iowa and then Minnesota, Michigan, yeah, cuts across through the Great Lakes and then through central Ontario, kind of Algonquin country, maybe past my mom's house, finds itself through central Quebec into Gaspé and then up towards Newfoundland. They get it in the end. So if you look at the swath of expected new snow the next 10 days, that swath just kind of goes across the map like, you know, a big swoosh.
Yeah. I mean, right, it is a pretty thin, like, swath, kind of. It's not like a big swath. I mean, it is pretty much big, but it's not like the biggest that, like, we see on some of these storms. But then also looking into the longer kind of range, I guess, GFS in the Euro model shows I think signs of another system possibly of course heading into later on for next week, but I mean it's still obviously far out. I mean, like, it shows us low for next Friday, but I mean it's not even like Friday like yet over here. It's a Thursday night. Always on this show talking about some, I guess, sort of weather finally after a big drought here in the province of storms and then like nothing. Now we of course have an active pattern, colder air winds out against like the warmer air, like Frankie would say. So I mean, yeah, like the colder air is winning and it looks like it's gonna be snow for the province. Toronto north of that and just snow. I mean, it's gonna be nice I want a lot of snow. I don't really want like a little bit of snow. I want a lot. Models are, I guess, saying around 4 to 5 inches, which is, I guess, close to around 15 centimeters or so, or possibly a little bit more than that. But yeah,
backhoe came through here and it removed 150 centimeters of snow from the front of my house.
Yeah,
that's accumulation that had fallen and compressed in what would normally be my driveway. 150 centimeters, just awesome. Noelle Chaos, even you have been seeing some snow down there in Vancouver.
So yeah, Vancouver has been seeing our annual cold snap, and we've seen temperatures like down into the minus 10 with a wind chill of minus 20. And we've had actually, I think, 3 snowfalls now. Last night being the most significant, we had, I think, probably a good 10 centimeters, and we now have, I'd say, roughly about 8 inches of snow outside, and in some places, they're seeing up to about 1 foot of snow. I'm personally very happy about it, because I like to play in the snow. I enjoy sledding. I have a car that's well winterized, so I'm the only person in Vancouver that's not complaining about the snow or having trouble getting places. Yeah, I even took the car out through some snow drifts earlier this morning, and I'm hoping to find a parking lot I can do some donuts in.
That's the way.
For New Year's, we're expecting it to be clear tomorrow, and then Sunday we're expecting to warm up above zero and get a lot of rain. And after that, it looks like we go back below zero and have another 2 or 3 small snowfall events in the new year.
Hey, Frankie, why is it so rare for it to snow on the west coast of North America?
Because of moisture and things like that.
Now the Pacific Ocean has a moderating influence. Peter Galenko, down in Virginia Beach. I see that Virginia may get some of this thunderstorm activity on Friday, Saturday. How's your weather been down there? And
weather's been pretty moderate. We've had a few chilly days here and there, but honestly, it's been pretty comfortable for the most part. Really, really mild winter as far as Virginia Beach goes this year. And you mentioned that storm, though. When I looked at the weather right before the show started, it said it could get up to 70s over the weekend, New Year's Day and Sunday, but then Monday, a chance of snow. So it's going to be all over the place. Low of 34 or something on Monday. So if there is snow, it's not going to stick, but it's been across the board. But overall, real mild and pretty comfortable. I was just out and about today, and no need for a jacket or hoodie or anything. Real warm for this time of year, even for here where winters are usually mild.
Yeah, you're looking good there, Peter. So it's a brand new year. It's 2022. And, of course, we want to talk about brand new year kind of stuff, but maybe we want to talk a little bit about last year as well. Brandon Houck and I were definitely hitting on this last week with a little bit with Noelle Chaos as well. Your favorite weather stories from last year, the top weather things that you encountered, what might they be? Frankie McDonald, what are your favorite weather stories from 2021?
Your first Joey Only show ever at me in January 2021.
Nice.
When you play the drums.
That was a good one. What else, Frankie? What stands out for you last year?
When it did the outro, you do the drums again.
What else stands out for you last year, Frankie?
And did you hear about that Nova Scotia went back into lockdown on April 28th, 2021.
Are you back on lockdown
Carson
now?
Carson Dassler started his podcast in March 2021, and Carson gave up his podcast in the end of May 2021.
I didn't have a very long run. Can you think of any other weather stories from this last year that stand out for you, Frankie? Maybe
Trey
videos
Campbell you made? Trey Campbell, Houston, Texas, had a power outage and they had a water outage. It was so cold there in February.
That was wild.
That one was wild. It was like the worst in, I think, 118 years, I think, right? Like the worst storm in 118 years. That's what I heard, apparently. So what happened last
year. Ice storm.
Matthew Santorum uploaded his last YouTube video on July 17, 2021. That's the last time Matthew Santorum uploaded a video on it. It's July 17, 2021.
How come he doesn't put more videos up?
He's on Twitch now.
Do you recall weather things that happened this summer, Frankie?
Base Guy made a few appearances on your show.
That's true, too.
Remember when Vancouver had a tornado? And I was like, there's no tornado in Vancouver. That didn't happen. And then I read you, Joey, and Brandon were talking about it. And I'm like, oh, okay. Joey and Brandon are saying there's a tornado. Maybe a tornado happened, and I should, like, look this up and see if it actually did. Completely clear skies are in East Vancouver. You would never know that anything happened. And then, like, clear across town in UBC, it's all chaos, disorder, and panic. And tornadoes, and like the difference between the two sides of town was just night and day.
Carnival of chaos, carnage. Frankie, you did say something there. Lit in British Columbia, big fire. Yes, that's true. And that's
the link to the very first broadcast.
The fire in Lytton stands out to me because a number of the guys I fight fire with, of course, I'm a wildland firefighter in the summer. They are all from Lytton, First Nations guys from Lytton. So that was a huge thing this summer for my guys. And particularly Fred Brown, guy who's in my crew, he lost his home. Yeah, that was a big story. That definitely impacted me. Joe Stover, what can you think? You basically already said that nothing severe happened.
Yeah, so as far as extreme weather or weather story personally that I experienced, other than it just being ridiculously hot, but I mean, that's old news, right? Everybody is complaining about the heat, but so I'm going to go off the board a little bit, and I'm going to give you my favorite astro weather story, which I did experience in Churchill in August, and we sort of talked about that a little bit on your show in August, was the partial solar eclipse, which at my latitude and longitude was able to see just as the sun was rising. In Churchill, it rose in the east, which the Hudson Bay coast is right on. So I got to see the sun come up over the icebergs with the seals that were out there. And I had my welder's goggles on, and I got to watch my first partial solar eclipse in Churchill in 2025, 30 years. So that was pretty incredible. And I was thankful that the weather had cooperated for that, because the last time that there were lunar eclipses and partial solar eclipses in Churchill, it was completely clouded over and overcast. So there was no chance for me to see it. So my favorite weather story, even though it's more of a cosmos type weather story, was being able to see the partial solar eclipse in Churchill in August.
Just to interrupt about Churchill, I see your jersey says Wheat Kings. Y'all are the Sultans of Gluten up there. Is there a reason behind that?
No, this is one of the major junior hockey teams in Manitoba, the Brandon Wheat Kings. So it's basically the feeder leagues into professional hockey, like the NHL and things like that. So Brandon works with the Brooks Bandits, which is one level below the Canadian Hockey League, which is actually the umbrella hockey league for three different hockey leagues: the Western Hockey League, the Ontario Hockey League, and the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League, which of course Frankie has a team in Sydney. What's the name of that team, Frankie?
Brighton Eagles.
And how are they doing this year?
They're taking a longer break because the COVID protocols in place, and did you hear about that? Quebec's going back into curfew.
Yeah,
I saw that.
Yeah, I heard that. Friend in Montreal said Quebec just enacted a 10 p.m. curfew.
Shutting the bars down, shutting the schools down, all of that stuff. Are they going to shut down Quebec Major Junior Hockey League, Frankie, as far as you heard?
Don't know yet. and that could happen in OHL and WHL. And if you're here, they might have to shut the whole planet down.
You say the whole planet, Frankie?
Here's something else I tell you. Guess who interviewed me back in Carson Dessler. He's the guy who used to run a podcast from March until May 2021. And I got news for you. Trevor had temporarily abandoned his podcast for a short period of time in 2021.
Trevor Garner?
Yeah.
He was recently hospitalized, wasn't he?
Did he break his leg or something like that?
Yeah.
He was probably rolling out of bed, broke his leg. Old Trevor.
Rolling out of bed.
Sure, someone didn't.
He's in the hospital. He's getting better soon.
Have you met Trevor Gabriel?
I mean, like, I heard of a Trevor.
If you talk to Trevor,
it seems really familiar.
If you talk to Trevor, you'll see what I mean. And don't worry, he dishes it out too. So I'm not being rude when I say that about Trevor, because you get all there, he'll.
So to answer your question, Pete, Brandon Wheat Kings, go Wheat Kings. I got to give them that shout out. Go Wheat Kings.
I know one of Carson's friends from the podcast, Reese. He was on the part of Carson podcast March until May 2021.
Okay, yeah. Gabriel Berardo, what can you think of for top weather stories of 2021?
Oh, wait, hold up. I'm trying to think if this was this summer or if it was last summer, because I get kind of mixed up. I think it was this summer, right? So it was like that funnel, like, cloud that I seen. I think I got it on video and everything like that. And I was like reacting like, holy, it's a funnel cloud. Do you guys see that? And I just said, like, do you guys see that like 1,000 times, even if they could see it or not? But I mean, like, it was like this really weird day. Well, where I mean, like, we had like so much like shear, right? So there was like shear and there's a few like storms, but like that shear really like worked enough to spawn a few like funnels in like the sky, right? So like, yeah, I mean, like, there was a few tornado warnings, and I mean, this, I think, funnel was like halfway down from almost touching like the surface. I mean, I think that there was probably a little bit of dust I actually seen flying, I think, below it, actually, like, below, like, the funnel, and it was, like, my first ever funnel cloud that I've ever seen. The video, I think, got almost 10,000 views, I think, on Twitter, and it was, of course, back in the summer. I think it was this summer, hold up, it was actually last summer, sorry about that, it was actually last summer of 2020, technically, it's still this year, last year. You know what I mean, okay? It's last year, it's the year before last year, and it's fine.
In a year.
But, well, I mean, technically it is, but I mean, yeah. But there was a lot of storms kind of here and I guess there this year. And it was all kind of stormy this summer. So that's all I could think of. Sorry, but it was in 2020, not in 2021 of this summer. Sorry about that to all the people that thought it was this summer. Nope, last summer. But I mean, anyways, a lot of storms this, of course, you know, summer. It was like nuts this like summer, like tornadoes all over the place. And we had the one in Barrie, I think, that was really, really, really bad. Actually, I think it was an EF2, I think. It really damaged a lot of homes there back, I think, this summer. And it just, that was really, really, really crazy. And I got to take, of course, photos of the went with my mom to go take photos of the houses. We had to, of course, actually lie to the officer there that we were just going to see a friend there. But oh yeah, no, we had like no like friends up there in Barrie, so we had to just say that, went over to take a few photos, left, and then that's it. The officer never ever knew. And it was a not win, obviously, for the people in Barrie. But, you know, I'm sorry, but...
Well, you're supposed to say to the cop in that situation when they're trying to stop you at a barricade is, as a weather chaser, yeah, and, you know, we're doing official... You're supposed to say, don't you know who I am?
Well, I don't think I am that well known yet. I think in the future, maybe I
can... It might work, though. You might be embarrassed. I mean, like, oh, I should know who this guy is.
Hello, hello. My name is Chibi from the Weather Network. Don't you recognize me, officer? I thought that
take some,
thought
take
that
some
you
tips from Ricky from Trailer Park resume. Boys.
Thanks. I'm Gabriel Bernardo from Avalanche, Canada.
You have to give yourself like a fancy title or something.
I am Gabriel Bernardo,
fancy title,
the Prime
get
Minister.
It printed and laminated and put it on a lanyard and then say official press Gabriel Bernardo. And then you can put the logos of the
radio don't say Bernardo. Don't say Bernardo.
Or else they really, really, Gerardo. Really won't know who I am if I say that. Yeah.
They'd I mean, know who so, they'd know who, GB. They'd know who you were if you said your last name was Bernardo.
Oh yeah, well, I gotta tell them that. Hey,
the lanyard. It says official press, and you can honestly list the radio stations we're on right now.
Yeah, yeah. Just say you're reporting for a radio show.
You are
okay.
It's
well,
I
was
just
in
tell
the
them
car
you're a comediologist
with my
and
mom,
they'll know exactly.
So,
what
like,
you're
I was in the car.
I'm here reporting for Steeper Radio 88.7 FM in Prince George. Gosh darn it, let me across that line.
Sorry about that.
Came all the way from Prince George.
People of Prince George have a right to know.
Yeah, that's a bulky camera and a microphone, put it in the passenger seat, you'll be good to go.
What's the old-fashioned way where you put on a fedora and then you have like the little thing that says press, like in the little fedora band? Do you remember that? I must be dating myself.
I know what Joey knows what I'm talking about.
With a hole in it and the camera's on your head.
The hidden camera, the big novelty cowboy hat with the
and you just say to the cop, like, it's just us cowboys around here.
Howdy, ma'am. I'm Gabriel Bernardo reporting for CFUR, ma'am.
Well, I mean, I was in the car with my mom, and it was a Mustang. I don't think that news cars are Mustang cars at all, but maybe we could just put a
Storm Chasers.
GB the Weatherman, the Storm Chaser stickers on the whole car, and then we got to say, you know, like,
you're
going
to have to give your mom like an official title now as well.
She can be the official driver.
Yeah, you make a t-shirt. Yeah,
get an earpiece too. Get an earpiece. You could just be like, "Excuse me, officer. One second.
Excuse me, officer."
Great idea.
Cue to go and see all
Pete
the
knows. Pete
damage
knows.
From the tornado just last night. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, so that could. That's
yeah,
could,
this
that
is an important work. Weather update. Next I gotta hear this real quick. Just give me a minute.
Excuse me, officer. Just gotta talk to the Prime Minister here.
Yes, sir. I'll be there right away.
Yes, sir.
I gotta go this other way now. Sorry, sorry.
Manager,
the Prime Minister asked me to go over there.
Yeah, I mean, I could have did that.
The other way.
Maybe next year. Maybe this year, since it's New Year. So this year.
It should say, can be meteorological report right on there.
Reporter for the Joey Only station. I'm just like, they're just like, who is this Joey Only? And I'm like, this guy, bro, you don't even how do we not know this guy? He's famous.
They know
See,
who
I mean,
he is.
He reached
1,000.
They'll either know the Joey day, know him, or they'll know they'll if they don't know Joey, they'll definitely know Frankie. So I
oh, yeah,
the two.
Yeah,
you're, okay. you, like I think everyone in Canada knows at least.
We need Pete. You're right. We all need T-shirts that say "I'm with Frankie," and then we can get
Frankie
in
says,
anywhere we want.
That's for the Lost Pod Coley Company.
Great segue. I like it.
Segue, yeah.
I sent you guys a link already.
Frankie Mac.
The Lost
Cod.com. I already got mine. I already got my. I'm just not wearing it right now. I got
of course you do. You're his biggest fan. Of course you do.
Y'all are slacking.
I am. I mean, I am kind of slacking, yeah.
That is www.thelostcod.com/collections/Frankie-says-be-prepared. Boom. Go right there, right now.
So going back, Gabriel, it has to say on your car, the meteorological report. Yeah, they'll be sitting there looking like, wow, comedy. They'll be trying to say it. They'll be like, I don't even know what that says.
Meteorological.
And they're reporting. It
yeah,
sounds
just
important.
Have to just flash them a business card.
I have to say it fast, or I can't say it at all. That's the only way I can say that word.
Meteorological.
It doesn't sound quite right.
Meteorological. There we go.
The best way to learn it is to say comedy, meteorology, comedy, meteorology, comedy, meteorology, com-meteorology.
It's almost seriously. It's almost like that episode from Friends where they were like speaking all like this French stuff. Remember that episode? They were all like speaking like French or something like that, and they were all trying to like.
No, I don't remember.
Know the words.
Back in September, you don't watch Hurricane September 2021. Hurricane Larry strikes Newfoundland.
Oh, that's a big one.
Oh, yeah.
Hurricane Larry. What happened, Frankie?
Brought high winds and heavy rain in St. John's, Newfoundland.
Right. When was that?
Sometime in September 2021.
Yeah, I guess some other big weather stories were BC had a lot of things happen this year. We had the heat dome. We had the wildfires. And yeah, I also knew people
in Japan earthquake in February 2021, 7.7 magnitude earthquake already happened in Japan. I got a lot of views on Twitter thanks to that prediction I did.
We had the floods. Yeah, we've had a lot of extreme weather this year.
Yeah, you guys took the cake 100% as far as extreme and active weather in Canada. I think you guys probably. It probably had like 5 years, 10 years, 20 years of combined nonsense for your province this year. It's insane what you guys had to go through.
Got to see some of it firsthand. And of course, we had lots of astronomical events here in British Columbia. Like there was a partial eclipse of the moon that it was cloudy, so we didn't get to see it. But then there was a bunch of conjunction of a bunch of planets that happened. And it was cloudy, so we didn't see that. And it was raining and snowing. And then the comet came by, and it was snowed, and didn't see the comet, no. The Northern Lights earlier this fall, that was really amazing, I heard. It was cloudy here, though. I didn't get to see it. I mean, it sounded awesome. Then there was some other stuff, but the clouds were in. Then there was some clouds, and we definitely had some clouds. There was some clouds. Yeah.
Definitely some clouds.
Oh yeah, I know. Definitely some clouds, Joey. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, definitely some clouds. I don't know about the clouds, but there was definitely some clouds. There was no sky. There was all clouds.
Tell me, Joey, did you have any clouds out in British Columbia this?
Well, now that you mention it.
Now that you mention it, yeah.
I do recall. How did you know? There was one cloud, and it was huge.
There was one cloud in the whole sky.
Months. Just one, just one never-ending mother of all clouds.
You just have to know about the clouds.
You ever seen any?
I don't know how much
of those clouds, Brandon.
What's that,
Brandon? Did you have any clouds?
You ever see any clouds? I guess you've seen Fort McCloud.
Here's my most. I just did one of the videos on TikTok. Me doing a tornado siren got 13 million views. That's one of the memories of 2021.
13 million, Frankie.
Yeah. How did that go, Frankie? How did that? Can you give us a little taste of that?
We doing tornado siren videos get millions of views summer and fall of 2021.
So what but makes also, you decide to make a tornado siren video? What's the?
That was my own idea.
That's a good idea you had there.
But also, if you actually watch the whole entire video, Jewel just like comes out of his mouth after that. That was the funny part. Now, that was gold, Frankie. That was gold. It was just like, and it was just like a blob of spit going down. And I was like,
regular tornado siren.
Yeah.
He was giving her the super tornado siren. I mean,
super tornado siren. Yeah, I like that one.
You try doing that without spit.
He looks like that scene in like that movie, like Elf, where like, he was just like spinning and yelling with like the spinny like doors and like you guys like you know like that scene or no? Hopefully that you guys know the scene is Elf like where like he
I know Brandon does
spins around yelling in like the you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Watch it whenever and you guys will of course know what I mean if you guys are listening.
I'm not gonna watch that.
Yeah, I don't want
to. I'm just going to take this audio over.
I don't know. That's what, yeah, but that's what it feels like, yeah.
Was that on that same episode of Friends?
No, I don't know how.
My kids and I watched Boba Fett yesterday. That was pretty good. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I don't watch Friends as much.
I'm going to give my social media. My Twitter is @FrankieMcD. My Facebook is FrankieMcDowell. My Clapper is FrankieMcDowell1984. My Twitch is FrankieMcDowell1984. My Twitter is @FrankieMcD. My Instagram is FrankieMcD1984. My LinkedIn is FrankieMcDowell. My TikTok is FrankieMcDowell1984. And my Snapchat is FrankieMcDon. My YouTube channel is Dogs and Wolves.
When are we going to get Frankie McDonald the movie?
Unknown yet. And I just sent you guys a link to Frankie's SB Repair shirt.
That's at thelostcod.com/collection/ Frankie says be prepared. So Google that, thelostcod.com. Frankie says be prepared. You can get the new Frankie McDonald t-shirt and it's cool. There's a sweatshirt as well, a variation that has it's a sweatshirt. That's what it is. You can get it in black and other colors.
For listeners at home, if your life is miserable, you can turn around in two easy steps. You just get a husky puppy dog, you get a Frankie Be Prepared shirt, and then you will transform into the most approachable person in your town. That Frankie Be Prepared shirt, wonderful conversation starter. You'll draw on the people with the husky puppy, and you can change your life. I guarantee it.
What do you think people should do if they're feeling down, Frankie?
Watch Cartoon Online.
One time I asked, you said watch Frankie COVID McDonald Frankie. Videos, and I was hoping you'd say that again. If you want to watch Frankie McDonald videos, yes, do check him out on YouTube. He's got 270-something thousand views or subscribers now. I just crossed 1,000 subscribers. You can catch the video version of this show
on my YouTube.
Yeah, man, 1,000. I've already made $18.
Cha-ching. So,
yeah, but you know what? That's $18 I didn't make before. Joey Only the Caribbean Weather Dude. I was still doing the same thing that I'm doing now. Well, I probably didn't spend $18. I just sat at the table. Maybe I drank $18 worth of coffee over the last 2 months.
Well, Joey, that makes you a professional YouTuber, along with Frankie.
Yeah.
You're in the club.
I'm in the club.
There you go. You can take the kids
out
to lunch.
How much have Frankie made, guys?
Oh, don't
even. Maybe a couple hundred thousand, maybe? I bet a couple hundred thousand.
I got Frankie Says We Prepare shirts and Frankie Down bobbleheads in my book.
He made $18 since this show started.
Frankie's YouTube channel isn't monetized. Frankie can turn on monetization if he wants. I noticed there's no ads on there.
Oh, yeah. Frankie, okay, but I've actually looked up.
Frankie does it for the people.
He does it for the people, exactly.
And my bobbleheads in my book.
Oh, yeah, I know. He makes them all fast too, right, Frankie?
Yes.
Frankie with the money.
I think you should monetize your videos, Frankie, but that's just me.
$50 too.
This is Joey Only telling you to sell out something no one's ever heard him say before, but I think you should monetize your videos.
And I have a suspicion that YouTube gives preferential treatment to the channels that do monetize their videos that are the YouTube partners. I have a sneaking suspicion.
Yes, they do. Because that's the channels that always come up. Of course, I have YouTube Premium because I love YouTube and I'm on it. And it's like, well, if I'm going to spend $10 on something a month, might as well spend it on YouTube Premium. I mean, I used to spend $10 before I spent $10 before I went back to the bar and spent 10, and then went and got off sales and spent another $10, you know.
Okay, hold up, Joey.
I smoked two joints before I spent two joints.
Now that I'm sober, I don't spend 10 plus 10 plus 10 plus 10 plus 10 bucks some days.
Okay, hold up. So what did you do after you spent $10? Did you spend another $10 or?
Oh yeah!
Because before you spent the $10, spent another $10. Yeah.
I was still thirsty.
$10. Oh yeah, coffee, right? I don't know.
My guts. Six beer goes down pretty fast, lad. When you come from the kind of people I come from, old sort of stock. yeah, my stepdad, he sat me down when I was a kid. He doesn't drink anymore either, but he's like, well, here's your 2-4, and don't make a fool of me, son. I was like, okay, I got this.
It goes even faster with the white lightning. You can spend 100, then another 100, and then another 100 after that real quick.
What? Lightning. Ooh, white lightning.
Everybody had a safe and has a safe or had a safe New Year's Eve. And don't be drinking and driving because why, Frankie?
Of course.
Don't drink and drive again and you have to call a taxi home.
That's the best thing to do. Call a taxi home. Or just stay.
The next day, they have to pick up your car.
In fact, stay home because it's the Omicron New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah.
What's so important? What do you got to do
in advance?
You have to stay home. And I was talking to base guy's mother, base guy's uncle, base guy's cousin on the Facebook Messenger on New Year's Eve last year.
Rent an adult movie and, you know, treat yourself. Stay home. New Year's Eve.
Because the Omicron variant, they're shutting things down.
Omicron's no match for Jomicron, just letting you know.
Right. I don't believe
and
that.
Also, if we're gonna be making Omicron jokes, Omicron was off of Futurama.
Unicron
is off of Transformers.
You've been listening to the Omicron Meteorological Report on C88.7 FM and CKUW 95.9 FM. I've been your host, Joey Olney. We've been with Brandon Houck and Peter Galanko and Joe Stover and Noel Chaos and Frankie McDonald and Gabriel Berardo, our team of meteorologists. We welcome you into the new year. We hope you have a good time and all that sort of stuff. And
Happy New Year.
Hope 2022 isn't terrible for you again. You know, hope something good happens for somebody because then, you know, just stay home and maybe nothing bad can happen if you just stay home, right?
Yeah, that's debatable. I mean, look. Unless you fall off your bed and break your leg, but hopefully it won't happen to me.
Yeah, like Trevor Gardner. Go ahead. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that was an
Trevor Gardner.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, we'll see you next time. And by the way, he's a funny man, but that's that. When you pick as much.
And I kept talking about money, tell you, Roger the Wild Child Show is introduced in the end of May 2021.
When you make as much fun of people as that guy does, you never know how his leg got broken. We'll see you next week.
Best of luck. Yeah, I'm Frankie Dahl. You're listening to the Comedian Meteorological Report with Joey Olney.
Frankie, the weatherman. Frankie, the weatherman.
Who?
Frankie.
Who?
Frankie.
Ladies and gentlemen.